everybody. Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here. We're with you. Another live eviction tonight. Been following up on the feeds. I just got done watching Tiffany's episode. This house is bananas. It's crazy.
It's just everywhere, bro. Everywhere. Every
What's
day
up,
it's something
Welcome
different.
Back. For real. And I don't want to hear anybody out there. I don't think it's the people in this chat room or on our page. But, you know, every year it's like, oh, we want strategy. Then we give you strategy. And you're like, oh, that's boring. We want drama. Listen, you got a little bit of everything this year. You got people in there who are definitely playing the game, but you also have a hot mess. Cody, you and I were talking earlier, and you said something that resonated with me. You're like, dude, these people all hate each other.
Yeah.
I was like, you ain't wrong.
And the funniest part about it all is like, and there's strategy, I guess, but there's chaos. And all it makes for is just like an unpredictable week. Like the start of this week, it was, we're going after Jag. Then it was, no, we're heavy. We're blindsiding everybody. We're going after Blue. Then it like kind of flips flop. It flips back again. It's like, I never know what to expect. They're so inconsistent. It's just wild. It's just wild to me.
Absolutely. No, it's been crazy. And I'm sure everyone right now, you're watching the episode. Cody, where are you at? Because I'm on a commercial right now.
I'm at where they're showing the recap. Izzy just placed the power veto onto Red's neck.
Okay, so let me see if I can catch up to you so I'm lined up with you.
Tell me what you need me to do. If you need me to pause, I can pause. It just showed Red saying he's not using the power of veto.
I feel like I'm in an old episode. Hold on, I'm trying to get to the episode today. I'm on YouTube TV, so the people who have YouTube TV know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They know where I'm at on this. They know how it goes. Sometimes you hit big. Okay, yeah. Right now I'm seeing Jag hug the people. It just changed to the power of invincibility. Invincibility.
Yep. Red, the people's faces are spinning.
Yep. So we're locked. I'm like a second behind you. But we're good.
Let's go. All right, we're back for another. Dude, the first two episodes, something came up, and it was the first time I had really heard anybody really vocalize almost Ceree being the head of the snake and the group around her. And so it's like, at first I thought, okay, Ceree is just playing this game where nobody views her as a threat or anything like that. But Cam and Red are pretty aware. And the fact that they were calling that out, they can't be the only ones to have picked up on that. So it's like, as smooth as I thought the game was going for Ceree, it might actually not be going as smooth as we think, or else they wouldn't have mentioned Ceree like that.
So here's my take, and it's a hot take,
and
I hope I can elaborate on it later after the episode's over, and I know I might get some shit for it, but I always call it how I see it. Ceree is very well insulated. She's guaranteed final three, final four, based on what I was running through my head earlier today between her final twos or final threes. Yes, she has a couple things that could cause her some problems, but she's so well protected, I don't see her getting voted out anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, with that being the case, I think this is more because of Ceree's social awareness and her social game as opposed to her strategy. I haven't been that impressed with the strategy. There's been a lot of indecisiveness on her part, a lot of flip-flopping. She's relying on a lot of other people, and it's not like she's knows what she wants to do and she's just manipulating people to do it. She's really undecided and really relying on a lot of people. So not what I expected from her, but I will say we've only seen her on edited shows, so you only see what they want you to see. We're getting all the behind the scenes with Ceree this season. So yes, I think she's in a great spot to win this game, but I expected to see a little different version. Although, hey, listen, if it's working, it's working.
Yeah, but and I will say this, I know she's well insulated, but even her side of the house, they're not really great at winning competitions. And so, and they do a lot of talking, they do a lot of flip-flopping, and it's already caused people to kind of see where the loyalties are. Like, everybody knows where the loyalties are. Everybody sees Corey and America. Everybody sees Ceree, Izzy, and Felicia. Everybody sees Red and Cameron. There's really no secret alliances where it's like when people find it out, other than Ceree and Jared, who, quite frankly, I don't even know that Jared is like Ceree's number one, even though I know it's her son and all. But it's like you got Jared and Blue. It's just the whole house is very easy to read. And so it's just going to come down to who's winning competitions straight up.
And by the way, you mentioned Cam and Red. Someone else, Trish, just mentioned it in the chat, and I was going to say it before I went on my little spiel there. Corey and America know what's up, too. They know what's going on in the house.
They definitely
Corey's
do.
A stud. Corey knows what's going on. So it's a matter of what you said earlier. Who's going to win the comps?
Right?
Because everyone knows what's going on, but you can't do shit unless you win.
Correct.
And we're talking a lot
ultimately the point.
Yeah, and we're talking a lot right now. They're kind of recapping what's going on, talking about these alliances. All right, we're only day 25, but
We're day 25, Derek, and there's like 75 alliances formed. What are you drinking over there, dude? It looks really good.
This sounds like such a plug. I did not ask you to say that.
Oh, my God. What is it?
You know what I'm drinking, baby.
Oh, my God. No.
Let's go. I actually am. Tenley just made this for me.
Bro, it's 9 o'clock.
Caramel latte. I'm just getting started. Dude, you know me. I got to record.
3 a.m. You said, I'll wake up the next morning. It's like the best because Derek and I, like, it always is, okay, make sure you go to sleep. And I'm like trying to get to sleep because I got to get up for work in the morning. And Derek just works all through the morning. He's like up. It's like 4 a.m. And I'll wake up around like 7 and I'll see a text from Derek at like 4 a.m. Yo, this, this, and this. And I'll be like, whoa, my man was up working last night.
But like you said, in fairness to you and in fairness to most people out there, you guys get up at 8, 9 in the morning, even earlier to go to work. I work through the night, but I sleep in. So
yeah, but you all, there's times where, and this is where I think you just are a dog. You have to get up for the girls.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you'll be like, all right, it's like 4 in the morning. Okay, I can't wait to get up in 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when we're doing these eviction interviews, I'm on, like, 3 hours sleep. It's like, yeah. What up? What up, Heisem? What's going on? Oh, here we go. They're scared that you'll – yeah. See, something that was going on that I was seeing, and I don't know, chat, weigh in on this, but I was seeing it online today. There was kind of this divide where people were thinking about blindsiding Jag. And then there were others who were like, no, we need to tell him ahead of time.
Mm.
So I don't know what happened, but I think when we see Jag sitting in the chair, the body language will usually tell you what if he knows or not.
Because
that's what I'm hearing, guys. I'm hearing Jag's a goner tonight.
Yeah, and were you seeing a lot of the stuff about Corey and America kind of like getting frustrated with the other side, meaning like Felicia, Izzy, Ceri, kind of trying to make them be the ones that have to give the answer? And they were like, I'll get in the room and I'll say I'm keeping you.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. This is a divide for sure. And by the way, if Jag is the one that goes home tonight, we don't even know why. We're just always transparent with you guys. CBS has already informed us that if Jag goes home tonight, eviction interviews will not be until Tuesday. So there will not be an eviction interview from us tomorrow morning, which we'd love to get you out to you guys right away. Don't expect that tomorrow if Jag is the one that goes home tonight. I've never seen this happen before in all the years that we've been covering. Right? So I don't know what's...
See what happens.
I'm hoping maybe there's a twist tonight or something. That's why they were throwing us off. We'll see. Yeah.
So I want to go over what we're seeing right now. And this was when Cam went to Matt during the week. And clearly is seeing what's going on. And we're seeing it right now where Matt obviously brings that information to Ceri. And they're showing a flashback of it. And I couldn't help but be like, is Matt even aware of what's going on in the game? Matt, you took information that is really great to get. And I understand why he did it, right? I understand why he's like, I trust Ceri more. But it's like, bro, are you not seeing that even though you trust Ceri more, you're not even close to her intimate circle? So like bringing that information to her is like, I was like, why wouldn't you just hold on to that? And I know you know, you get paranoid in this house and you never know what's going to happen. But I was like, Matt, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, hold that information. Even if you don't trust Cam, hold that.
Sorry, I was pulling crackers out of my package and I didn't want to do the wrinkle. But I was saying Matt's a really good dude. I honestly like the guy a lot. I mean, from what I've seen, not someone who watched a lot of Big Brother before this. Just my guess. He's a great looking guy. Great story. He wasn't cast to be the super fan.
Yeah. And
okay, this is a big part right here. This is a part where we know Jared and Blue, they're, they're hooking up.
Doing a thing.
Ceri's trying to tell him this ain't the play.
See, and this is what is really turning Jared off to this group, because it's constantly like, Jared, this is what you need to do. This is what you're doing. And then it's never like every time Jared has something to say, it's always like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And I feel like it's getting on Jared's nerves like bad, which is why he's clashing with Izzy. It's like constant. He had a conversation with his mom and she was saying how I don't view Blue as a threat. He's like, if both of them go, my game, it's no different. But Blue isn't a threat. Jag is a huge threat. And so, you know, although it doesn't matter, it's like, I would rather Jag. And she was saying to him, she's like, well, if it doesn't matter, then why do you care? And he's like, I just laid it out for you.
Yep.
And it's like, he's just not being heard. And like, he's definitely not going to be having that.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest with you. And I'm not watching the feeds like y'all are on here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ceri wants Blue out because she knows Blue ain't good for her son's game. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, it's hurting her game. So she's like, I'll make an analogy here. This is kind of funny, but I think I've told you this before. You and Christine were hanging out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point where you wanted to send out, I forgot who it was.
It was Frankie over Christine.
And I was like, hey. It was
the second double eviction.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, if so-and-so wins, then Christine goes. If so-and-so wins, then Frankie. Oh, it was me. I won the double eviction HOH. Yeah,
the second double eviction, you won it. And I was like, if I win it, I'm going after Frankie. And you were like,
exactly.
All right.
We couldn't agree. We couldn't agree. So we were like, hey, whoever wins it, we roll with them. We support them.
Yeah.
This is a similar situation where it's like, I wanted Christine out because I knew she wasn't good for my long-term game because she was trying to get close to you.
Yeah.
And Frankie wasn't necessarily good for your game.
Yeah, but he was just a beast.
He was good for mine.
Yeah, and he was just a beast. And I was like, dude, and I didn't trust him. But that's a really good analogy for this situation.
Yeah.
And I want to dive a little bit more into that. But first, let's take a break from this week's sponsor, Fume.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habit. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor. We're talking about the sponsor of this week's episode, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything is a bad habit gone wrong, so instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all-natural, delicious flavors.
You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. So the adjustable knob that they're talking about is right here. You can turn it, which depends on how much air is coming in, and then all you do is inhale. You get the essence of the flavor, which they use from natural oils, and they flavor this mechanism that goes into it, and it just gives you like a fresh taste in your mouth, and it's just easy to break your habit. Listen, stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that it can't be you. So for our listeners, we have a special discount this week, and if you go to tryfume.com/WinterCircle and use code WinterCircle, you can save up to 10% off when you get the journey pack. Again, that's tryfume.com/WinterCircle and use code WinterCircle to save an additional 10% off your order today.
That's right. We want to thank Fume for sponsoring this week's episode. Let's get back into it. All right, we're back. Fume, thank you again for sponsoring the episode. We can't do it without the sponsor. So guys, listen, honestly, I know that you're watching this live, but if you're someone who's watching the recording, we do these ads because it helps support the channel and makes everything free for you guys. But if you're looking for one of these products, please check them out. Use our code. It not only helps us, it helps the channel. It helps it grow. We get better equipment. We can do more marketing, all that good stuff. And it's a big support to us because these sponsors, they don't have to do it. So
yeah,
we appreciate them and we would appreciate you if you show some love.
Yeah. So back to the analogy that you were making, and it's a really good point. And the fact that there, like, you and I were at that crossroads late. It was late. Six of us were left. That was the six. Mm-hmm. That brought us into final five. And so it was like, it was wild that this is all happening right now. Like right now, this is happening, and it's the fourth week.
By the way, when I saw that this twist was coming up, it's like, well, obviously Cerie's getting it. You know, Cerie's got some,
But correct me if I'm wrong. This was, multiple people get voted, but then you have to win it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm interested. I don't know who won it yet. Maybe it was said on the feeds and I missed it, but it was kind of between Corey and Cerie. So I'm interested to see who won this.
Yeah.
Because Corey, if he gets it, he could really screw up Cerie's plans and vice versa. If she wins it, she could screw up his plans if he wins HOH next week.
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out Criminal Coffee. If you haven't tried it, criminalco.com. Go check it out. We got
K-cups,
we got
bags,
we got whole beans, we got ground. Whatever you need, we got you.
That looks really good.
Dude, it's phenomenal. I mean, I'm biased. I'm not going to say anything else, but it's legit.
Check it out.
I'm putting you on the spot right now.
No, because I didn't have like the grinder and like a regular coffee maker.
There's a grinder in the box. You're exposed.
No, but I don't have those K-cups. Like you need to buy the K-cup.
No.
I just have to get, that's the only thing I have to get, but I don't get it.
He got exposed. He got exposed, Chad.
No, I had to buy a K-cup. No, that's not
true. Sent you the bag, the beans, the,
Wait, if that one thing was a grinder?
It was. The silver thing's a grinder. The big metal silver thing is a grinder, bro, with the handle. What do you think it is?
I had no idea what it was.
It's not a sex toy.
I don't care. You know.
Could be.
No, anyway. Yeah, no. Woo. It's hot in here.
Julie looking fire tonight, and the shirt kind of matches like the theme of the show. I mean, she's always knocking it out of the park.
She's always ready to rock. You know what I didn't like this week? It was really hard to watch. It was like, this was like the Heisman hangover. Like, Cameron wins the HOH. He doesn't really know what to do. He doesn't want to draw a line. He heard about this alliance through Red. And so he's just trying to do what ultimately Heisman wanted. It's like nobody really knew what to do. Like, this HOH is really dangerous. And now Cam probably like exposed himself. He won the HOH, tried to form an alliance, got himself exposed by one of the people he tried to talk to, and now can't compete. And everybody else knows about the other alliance he was trying to form. It's like, buddy, you messed that up big time.
Bro, people in the chat are saying Matt won the special power. Someone said, I think she's messing with me. Ethra, I can't even say your name right. You got to give me a pronunciation in there. But she's saying Matt won it and gave it to Sari. I think that's a joke. But they said Matt wins it. Matt won and told Sari. See, I saw that conversation.
Yeah, where Sari was like...
I thought he just said he got picked, but he said he didn't win.
Yeah, Matt won it.
Oh, you already knew this?
Yeah, I saw it on the feeds.
Okay, so did he win it and tell Sari? Because
Knows, because I saw a conversation where Sari is mentioning, like, trying to get him to use it, because if they don't get him to use it, then he gets to have it. Because, like, I feel like they all know what the power is. Wait, where are you at now? Because mine got paused for a second. Are you a commercial?
I'm in a commercial break. Yep, a couple people were saying CB, it wasn't working for them.
Here's my thing, is like Matt won it and told Sari.
Yeah, he's...
Is Matt not... Well, so Matt's, I guess, closest person was Riley. So maybe Sari made him feel like, okay, you know how somebody makes you feel some type of way? It's like, you're the only person they really trust.
Dude, Sari has it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Too, right? That girl walks into a room and everyone loves her.
Yeah.
She just has the gift of gab.
She
can be your mother, your sister, your cousin. She just makes everything
super... She's not
super
threatening.
Relatable.
She's unassuming. Like, people probably don't think that she's ever going to cut their throats. She's never going to stab them in the back.
And she's a fucking savage.
But she will. But the thing is like, she has to be able to do it, because she always was getting people to do what she wants through like talking, but she can never win anything to do it. And if like it starts to, you know how it is in Big Brother, somebody's always telling you what to do, and you're like, I'm not just going to keep doing your dirty work. Then they end up turning on you. That's where it's like the competitions aren't the biggest ordeal in this game, but like they do play a part in it. And I just feel like that's the only way Sari's game is going to be a downfall.
Could be. We'll see. Oh, what? Look at Julie out in the crowd. Are you back?
No, I'm not back yet.
All right, I'm going to pause it.
Pause.
Tell me when you get back.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Look at this little angle.
Love
behind
this.
The audience.
Love this. Hey, that guy's not supposed to turn around. They tell you that. Don't turn around, guy. You don't get
TV
goofball. Time. Hey,
goofball, fix straight. He's out of here.
Yeah, get him out of there.
All right.
Okay. So this is where we're finding out whether you make the cut or not. You get voted. America, punch to the gut.
Bro, I'm so good at that type of game where you like you go back and forth. I used to have it at Chuck E. Cheese with the ball on there. Are you kidding me? I would have killed this.
First part of All-Stars, first part of the HOH and All-Stars, that game.
Was this?
It was like a square. You had to maneuver the ball around.
Did
like
you win it?
I got out of that part. It was like the first two people to do it.
Excuse me. You were just so good, right?
I was. That's how it goes.
Wait, what is this competition for?
So this is for the power.
Oh, wow. So Cameron got picked?
No, Cameron did not. So you reveal whether you got picked or not. Sari obviously got picked.
Oh, my God. So they get to reveal they didn't get picked? That's terrible. Basically says America doesn't like you.
Yeah. And for Corey, I can't wait to see Corey's face on this, because Jared was telling him the whole time, like, you don't stand a chance, bro.
I know. I saw
you're
that.
You're not
Jared,
an underdog.
What a douche
comment.
Man.
He's a... I don't even, his arrogance is like unjust too. This is awesome. I love this competition.
Yeah. Dude, these are the comps that like make me like miss the game so much for like small moments.
Kay goes, Jared being Sari's son is going to come out soon. Yeah, because the kid told Blue. Blue's not like, Blue put it together, which I'm so happy that she did in the diary room, because I was like, Blue, you really think?
Oh, wait, she knows it's Sari now, not Felicia?
So they showed it in the episodes where she was like saying, he has said so much stuff, like Sari lives in Jersey. He said he's around this reality show. He's been in this reality world for a while. Sari was on Survivor 4 times. Like, everything's pointing to Sari.
Okay, so I missed that. I must have missed that part then. That was probably when I was chasing my kids around the world.
So right now we're seeing Sari. She's having a rough go in the beginning.
Come on, Sari. These are the ones you have to win.
Because this is Survivor. This is like a Survivor comp.
Exactly.
But, bro, Sari was not like she wouldn't win competitions in Survivor.
Exactly. That's my
point. Now, I didn't watch, but when I looked it up, this is where things I was wondering. I was like, how's she going to do?
Yeah, no, Ceri, every great player, you, me, we all have things that we're very good at and things that we're not great at. No one's perfect. Ceri is don't include a great me in that social list. Player. These games, not her thing.
No, you're right. And here's my thing is like her social game isn't necessarily like her social game is because she has this like demeanor about her that's just like, comforting. I trust you. There's comforting a comfort you. In it. And she knows how to listen. Like she knows how to listen to you.
Ceri, girl, you should not be taking this long to get that ball in that hole. There's bumpers. There's walls. There's walls on the turns.
Boo.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, ride the bumpers.
Could have Tenley out there winning that comp.
Tenley would crush that.
What are we going to do when Corey's on the show and we have to commentate on her game? I'll be so pissed every time she screws
I'm
going to
be,
up.
What?
I'll be like, Tenley, what are you doing? She has a showmance? Disowned.
Done.
You're out.
No showmances. Dude, I love that Corey got voted into this.
Yeah, no shit they're helpful, Corey. I like Corey a lot. I was saying to you on the phone today, I forget the things that we talked off record, but like he's got all the skill set to win this whole game.
Yeah, he does. But here's the thing is that like, again, it's another person. It's like nobody in this house is doing it like incognito. People are already, and now this is the feed. So it's so hard for me because I never really watched the feeds on any of the other seasons until we started watching it. And so I don't understand how often names come up. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Does it matter that Jared has already mentioned his name to Izzy and Izzy was like, yeah, kind of, because Izzy is tight with Corey. But I'm just like, I hear everybody's name get mentioned. And I'm used to like, if you're flying through the game, maybe you shouldn't be getting mentioned.
Will the girls make an appearance today? No, they're not here tonight. I'm being a good parent. They have school in the morning. Derek, guess what June said about you? I don't want to know. June doesn't like anybody. I've never met her before. Don't know her. She says things just to get clicks.
June?
Shout out June. Shout out June.
Boo!
Who got evicted? I live for Cody. I live for Cody's booze.
Boo! That's why I did that. Boo! Bro, he wins this? I feel like Corey did that super quick.
Yeah, but it's editing, bro. You know that. It's yeah. All editing. June said, really? June, so was it like, sarcastic? Because anytime I see June talking about me, it's never been good.
Really?
Yeah, no, she's not a fan of mine. I don't know why.
Well, to that I say boo!
I don't care, but she said you would be interesting.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like Kesar when he was on your season being like, oh, I really came here to play against Derek. It's like, what? Like, why am I in your head? I
don't care. Sorry, Blue, you didn't get nada. Jag had. See, this is my thing about this week with Jag. He had so many opportunities to save himself.
I feel like Derek had the best first boo mimicking how the audience booed Christine. Yeah, that clip.
That's where that boo is from.
Yeah, that's where it is from. And that was like, dude, we had so many good moments in the house, man. It's so hard not to talk about those moments. That was one of the best summers of my life, hands fucking down.
Nicole said she met you.
Season hitman, Nicole. What up, Abe? Jag. You know, I had such high hopes for this guy. And I still think he's a good player. He had potential, but just got off on the wrong foot. I think he lost his confidence.
And it's all dragged out from Riley. Like, this is a house not knowing what to do and scared to really make any moves because everything that's snowballing after this is all the Riley effect.
Liana writes, message retracted. She erased whatever she wrote. She was talking about June, so it might not have been good.
Katie goes, Cody's boos are the reason I don't listen to this in the car anymore. I'm sorry.
I feel like Jaggers could be me with you. Like, if I had lost you super early, would I have done well? Like, losing my ride or die? I don't know. I could honestly can't tell you to this day.
Right. How that's such a changed. Good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I was so – I had all my eggs in your basket. So, like, if I would have lost you, I think I would have been – I mean, I would have tried to adapt, but I didn't have another
somebody
guy
that you would have fully trust. And in that, and like we always say, like, that first week, those first 2 weeks are huge and crucial to building the bond. And if you start trying to build a bond with somebody after the first 2 weeks and they already started with somebody early on, it's going to be tough to form that.
Yeah, Jag, you know, and I'll talk to him about this because I know he's a fan of ours and his brother's been, you know, cool on Instagram. Adaptability. He wasn't able to adapt. I will give you that. Well, who just said that? Corinna. Yeah, I'm with you. Adaptability. You got to be able to overcome these things. Now, I'm not saying he would have been able to, or it's not hard, but yeah, it just didn't happen.
Yeah. I feel bad too, because it's like, I just am watching this, and even Cameron saying to Blue, and Blue had the reaction, but Jag just was like chilling through it, because he's like, I understand what's happening. I'm going to have to fight my way through this entire game. And Blue was kind of calling it out when Cam said it to her and was like, you don't want to go against the majority, even though you don't trust the majority. And that's what is going on in this game right now. There's a majority, which isn't even a majority. It's literally Ceree, Felicia, and Izzy. And then people around them that I guess everybody feels are their alliance, and like, oh, we can't go after their people or else it'll make us be in trouble. But it's like, you're not their people, so stop working with them. I don't understand it. It's like, what else do you have to lose? You're going to, and Cameron was saying it to Red. They're like, we're at the bottom of the barrel. We're public enemy number one to them. So it's like, if you're aware of that, like, I never felt that way about anybody in my alliances. The only people I felt that way about were people that I was going to target. I don't understand.
Shout out everybody in here, 700 people. Everyone, let's hit that like button. We're during a commercial break right now. Let's get it up to 300 right now.
Yeah, spam the likes, please. If you guys are in here and you haven't done it already, spam the likes.
The likes. Cody, let's
the hearts we love. If you want to tap the screen, tap for the hearts, but also make sure you like the live.
Cody, you go first. We'll do it real quick. Someone asked in here. I think it was Leanna. I saw your other comment too, Leanna. That's cool. She didn't say anything bad. I appreciate that. All winter season, I'm hitting you with it. It's going to be a shortened season. Mm-hmm. It's only 45 days, like Celebrity Big Brother. 6 male, 6 female, have to be a former winner. Who's your picks?
Who are my picks?
Yep. Do you want me to go first? Because I know you don't know every season.
Oh, I know every season. I memorized every single winner. But going in All-Stars, because I thought they were going to, I thought they were going to put that in a competition.
Pardon me. Hit me with it. 6 play. Obviously yourself. You got to include yourself. And you pick your next 5 guys and 6 girls.
Are you talking about like who I think it would be?
Or who you think would make the best season, or who you think it would be, whatever you want
to
do.
I'd be so sick if it was 6 people. They wouldn't be able to do. I mean, it would be Will, Dan, you, me. And then I have 2 more spots. Winners, guy winners. Go back. They're not going to ask Mickey back. That's not happening.
Nope.
Then it was me. Then 19 was Josh. I don't think they'll ask him back.
Nope.
Before that was 18, which was Nicole. Okay. Nicole's going to be on the girl's side. Rachel's going to be on the girl's side.
Yep. Can I tell you who I would pick for that?
Yeah, yeah. You finish it off. You finish it.
Andy Heron. I think because he did play a good game and he would be great TV. And I would probably throw an old school winner in there.
If they really wanted, Ian, like, Terry. If they really wanted winners, which they wouldn't do it, Mike Boogie would be in there too.
Yeah, they won't have him in there. But yeah, you're right. In a perfect world. Boogie's, but yeah, Nicole, Rachel Riley, Casey, I would have.
Casey for sure.
Cole,
Rachel, Casey. Bro, I wish. Taylor. You know who Taylor? I wish would have won? Yeah, Taylor would be in there, even though I don't.
Not the greatest winner in our opinion. I mean, great, you know, great story, all that stuff, but, you know.
It was an underdog vote.
It was an underdog season, which was awesome. Like, no hate on Taylor whatsoever. Love her. But I don't know, like, I don't know how that would work. This is going to tell you who won. Matt won. Throw out some other female winners to us. I want to make sure I'm not missing a good one here.
You got to go back far, like June. June was in there, and, like, everybody says that June was a great winner.
Let's throw June in there. June, everybody says that June was a great winner. I'm extending the olive branch. You said something not too – you said interesting. Well, you're in there. Janelle didn't win.
Janelle never won. Yeah, you got to go only winners.
I'd go Jordan. Do we go Jordan? We already said Nicole. Oh, we got to have X in there, dude. X would be the 6th.
Oh, spot. Yeah. X over Andy. X over Ian, too. Like, X is a
no,
dog.
No. I would keep Andy because Ian already played All-Stars, and I'd go Xavier.
I would go Will, Dan, you, me, X, Boogie. Those would be the 6.
Okay, and I'd go basically the same, but Andy. Instead of those 5 with Andy.
But not Boogie. You're saying Boogie out.
Not Boogie. Nope. We'll throw Jordan in there. We'll throw Jordan in there. Danielle didn't win. Trust me, we already thought about her.
Yeah, Danielle, even Danny did not. Like, if Danny could win, she's better than, she's just a beast. This is so interesting.
We already said Taylor. Taylor's in there.
So we had
Maggie. A lot of people say Maggie were good too. She's old school. Mm-hmm. I didn't see her season, but.
Maggie was, she was early. She was like 5.
What is it? Oh, he's telling her everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Hayden's a great winner, too. Shit, we just not enough spots.
The guy side has dogs.
Stacked. Yeah, I'd probably go Maggie.
I mean, I just wish instead of Steve Moss, Vanessa won, because, like, I would love to see Vanessa play another season of Big Brother.
She's a
stud.
She was a better player that season.
I'm just like, I can't believe. You know? Ugh, I wanted her. And especially because Steve said what he said in the finals. Remember that,
bro? It's the same thing, like, it's the same, like Paul, Abrahamian. Yeah. That guy should have at least one chip under his belt, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that helped him. Look at that.
But here's the thing is, like, Suri gets attention or, like, gives information like that. Like, that's all. Suri will love you until then. If Matt doesn't talk to Suri for like a week, then she'll be like, I don't know. I don't trust him. Like, you have to constantly.
This is a good move by Matt. He gave her basically some currency.
Well, and
in trust.
She needs him too to win competitions because she needs somebody like Heisum that was going to be winning comps.
Yeah,
because
Matt will smoke Jared.
And
damn, I'm so bummed. Jag's in rough shape tonight. I'm so bummed.
But here's the thing with him telling Suri that Suri gets what she wants.
She could literally use the secret to power tonight, and she could be gets out blue.
Save Jag. I'll throw a vote to blue. Blue goes home. She's talking about Jared right now. Dude, she is going to whack Jared upside his head after the show is done.
Oh,
when
yeah?
She sees some of the stuff.
Oh, okay. So if he uses it, they both stay and Cameron gets to play HOH the next week.
He could cancel the whole week?
Which is why maybe they said that thing in the morning to us that Jag wouldn't be till next Tuesday.
Because Matt
might have known what we're saying in the DR.
Yeah, they might have been guessing. Hold on, let's just
see. Suri wants him to use it. Suri wants him to use it. She wants blue gone.
Well, it's exactly what you said. Jared being blinded, she completely sees that. She understands. She knows what needs to be done to win this game, and it's not laying up on a couch with somebody, just talking the two of you while the game is happening around you. So she's probably getting very frustrated with that.
Dude, he might use it. Chat, does anybody... I know we don't watch the feeds as much as you guys. Is that what it's looking
what
like on the
what is going
feeds?
On?
Are we all surprised? Are you guys as surprised as much as we are? Like, could Jag end up staying right now?
This is what I love about the... Here we go. The vote, dude. And it's a late vote.
Oh, Matt with the hair up today.
Yo,
okay.
Matt, I like that, bro. Stop wearing a hat.
This morning, Jag is leaving. Okay, but how many people know Matt has the power? Does everybody know... Like, if he uses it, is it just Suri?
How many people, did any of that information, did Matt, because I know they showed us Matt only telling Suri, but did it end up coming out to other people? Very surprising. I didn't think he'd use it. I don't know what to think. I hope
Jag
so.
Jag going home as of the
Suri and Izzy know. So Suri must have told Izzy.
They might have just threw us in that edit to get us talking like we're talking right now.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. This is good for Matt because, it's like, whoever is in Suri's circle is almost like untouchable. And Matt might have just got himself into her circle.
He might have just got into the circle of trust.
But it's like, he's the shield. You have to see the game. It's like, when you're working with people and you're doing things, like, you got to understand, like, what are we to each other?
Chat, I want to know what you guys think. And also, I'm going to weigh into it. I'm going to have Cody weigh in while he figures out what that boom is. But do we think Matt uses the power tonight? One, if you think he does. Actually, you know what? Let's throw up a little post. Let's throw up a little poll here for you guys. All right. Start a poll. Does Matt... I love these polls. Does Matt...
I know. Did you love these polls?
Use the power? I love it, dude. Yes or no? Start poll now. Boom. Let me know what you guys think.
Cerise said saying, she wants Matt Final 3 over Izzy. Dumb. Dude, Izzy's doing the most. Honestly, my thing, Cerise needs someone like Matt to like calm her down and to be more level-headed, because Suri needs to stop letting Izzy's like chaotic gameplay and crazy like her antics make Suri get crazy, because that's what's happening right now. Suri is like all over the place because it's like Felicia's all over the place, Izzy's all over the place. Suri is like questioning everything, and if you have somebody level-headed, then it's like she may like get into an even better position than she already is.
Cody, while this poll's going on, what do you think? Right now, you guys are the worst. All of you in here are the worst. 43-57, you guys are more indecisive than this country, okay? What do you think, Cody? Do you think that Matt uses the power tonight to save Jag and flip this house? Because I agree with you. I think they'd be more likely to use it if Blue went home instead, because now Suri could get her out of the house and get Jared back, and she would roll that dice and be hey, it wasn't
It's
me.
Just really big, because now you understand, like, if you're Suri, you don't want to waste that power. Because Suri is the one person that Matt told. So let me ask you this. Suri ends up on the block. You think Matt's not going to use the power on her?
Of course.
Like,
so she's
she would.
That.
So it's like, I would want him to keep it, because like, what purpose does it serve? Because nobody's really targeting, you know, it's not like Jag going is going to make anything different in the house.
Right. It'd be nice, but it's not a game changer.
Yeah.
Not for Suri or Matt.
If I was her, I would have him save it.
All right. We're back. Oh, right,
somebody said a really good point. Love you, Cody, but if they did an all winner season, it should be winners that that played and won their first time. I think that's a fair point, to be honest.
I can see that.
I could see that being more fair, to be 100% honest. You know what I mean?
Yep, I can see that.
Lavelle, that's actually a good point. That's bullshit, because I played against him.
Jag looking cool, Blue looking great.
Oh, dude, Jag's face, I'm just like...
Jag looks like he's going home. The only way Jag stays tonight, if the power is used.
I'm so not happy that Jag's going home.
How do you think I feel? This is like my worst season ever as far as predictions. You were hyping me up. This is my guy. Let me take America. I also picked her, too.
You did. And right broke, Jag goes home by the hand of the guy that I picked. I'm pissed that I picked Cam.
How does Blue even do that with her hair, where it's like spaced out, where the blonde doesn't go all the way down? It's like checkered. Felicia's facial reaction.
Felicia?
Her expressions.
Cracks me up. I love her. Ooh, Suri with her hair down.
Why is everyone so like dressed up tonight? They must have decided like, oh, let's all dress up tonight.
They also might have said non-athletic clothing. We had nights where we dressed up where they were like, it's not athletic clothing.
He's resigned himself to going home.
Totally. That's exactly what that was.
Yep.
All right. What was the result of our...
58% no, 42% yes. So in favor of no, but not as much as I thought. And a lot of you guys in here are really in tune with the feed. So that tells me there's a chance. There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. Poll complete. 444 votes.
Oh, yeah.
444 votes, but only 300 likes.
That is so wrong on so many levels. Get in this right now and
now.
Like the live.
Yeah, he's going home on the vote. That's not the problem. It's a matter of if the power gets used. But, you know, they're going to drag it out. But, yeah, if they don't use the power, it might be unanimous.
Jamie goes, I'm on Team America, not BB16. Here we go.
Jared's like, I can't be sending that home.
I need it. I need it. Dude, how about Jared in that competition? I was like, bruh, get it together, Jared.
Dude.
Did I talk to Suri after Traders? I talked to Suri like here and there. I didn't stay crazy in touch with many. Mostly like I'll like here and there talk with Kyle and Ryan Lochte.
Little factoid, I didn't know that America went to Brown.
Jeez. Yeah, bro. She said that in her speech. I did know that. You definitely knew that. Because that was part of the whole thing. It was like she's smart.
Look at her looking at herself.
What did I just say?
You're like, she's smart.
What is she doing? What was that? Look at Blue just big chilling.
Yeah, it's a good point. Nicole F would be out too because she wasn't a first time winner.
Oh, dang. And so would Rachel.
Cody and Nicole.
So would Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel would be gone too.
All right, we're at 400 likes. They got in there. They actually listened to
you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We
appreciate you. There we go.
I don't think Matt wants to put a threat on his back this early, but using it so much. You gain this power. You don't have any. You're not in a position to be on the block. He won this after the veto ceremony. You do not use this power right now. That would be so dumb on Matt's part to give this power up when he's not even.
It's not his ride or die on
going
the block.
Home. So, there's no reason to do it.
Yeah, you keep it because it could be him. He could be on the block next week.
Yeah, no way.
So is Jag going to help your game that much? Absolutely not. So, yeah, no, you say bon voyage to Jag.
Sayonara, Jag.
Nice knowing you, bud. I had high hopes for you. We'll talk on you outside, my man.
You did have high hopes for him.
I did.
Kind of glad Blue is staying. It gives us more hope for the high drama. Oh, yeah. So this is what I was thinking. That's a really good point, Rose. I genuinely feel that if Blue is in a situation where she feels slighted by who she thinks is Jared's mom, somebody else is finding out. And that could be soon. That could be soon because they want her out.
If we go the whole season and with everything that's been exposed and that nobody, this doesn't become a thing where everybody knows, I'll be shocked. It doesn't. I don't want to hear BB16's dumb anymore.
Because the fact that this secret came out in the fourth week and early in the fourth week is insane. That Jared couldn't even keep the secret past 4 weeks. And now it's in the house. It's like, oh, yeah. Is this Applebee's? Oh, all you can eat wings? Oof. Oof. I might have to go to Applebee's.
Tonight?
Half off apps, bro? Was that a thing by you guys? Anybody here have half off apps? Anybody know what I'm talking about? After 10 o'clock, they would take every appetizer on Applebee's and make it half off.
Was it you that said, I'm going to McDonald's after we recorded one?
Oof, yeah. I said, Mickey D's Golden Arches cheeseburger with a Mac sauce on it.
You said that. I'm in training right now, bro. I can't. Well, I got a big Cody knows, but I got a big announcement coming soon within the next couple of weeks. But let's just say your boy's got to be back in shape.
Yeah.
Your boy's got to be back in shape.
We'll
be
He's going on a challenge.
Yeah, no, no. But I'll be back on your TV screens, unfortunately.
For let's you. Go.
But so yeah, now I got to get skinny again. Sucks.
Dude, you are skinny.
I'm skinny, but don't get, you know how it goes, dude. Skinnier. You've seen it. Like on TV, you do look wider. You know that jawline. You gotta. I don't have that natural.
People always said that to me. They're like, "I thought you were bigger when I saw you on 100%. TV," and I was like, "Yo, I'm still big. What's good? Muscles."
Nah, it's the truth. It's the truth. So,
they also do that during happy hour. Ugh, I love it. I love Applebee's. I grew up right by an Applebee's. It was like what we did in high school. We were like, "Yo, we're going half off apps tonight. It's Friday night. Half off apps after 10. Let's go."
There's another guy who's done some stuff. I got the secret celebrity renovation. They have Boston Rob on there right now. Man, he's done his thing too. He's made the most out of his.
Dude, Boston Rob has definitely made the most. He's got his career with it.
Yep.
Oh, Tyler making out.
Tyler.
You dirty dog making out on national television. Tiss, tiss, Tyler. Just fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's right. Really, I am on TV right now with ID. Really Crime's Gone there. Viral. Go watch it. I think it's Thursday nights. Crime's Gone Viral. You're right. I totally forgot about that one.
What is that?
Crime's Gone Viral. It's all like viral crimes that have been caught on tape, and I weigh in on it. Like I commentate it. I commentate the videos. It's on Thursday nights, I believe, at 10 p.m.
That's pretty awesome.
Or 9 p.m. Yeah, I filmed it like 6 months ago, but it's airing now.
Let's go.
But Cody, that's not
for
the show.
Pressure cook. Yeah, if season 16 had the pressure cooker, I think Frankie would have won it.
Probably, dude. Or no, you know who I would say? You know who I'm gonna say?
Hey, you're gonna say Caleb.
100%.
Frankie, man.
I don't know, man. Dog. Caleb. I saw him in that Sloppy the Snowman, and then also the spit. He just has a mentality. He goes to a place where
he was on the spit. He was just
yeah, dude. He's like doing. He's doing like.
I just remember watching him like jog up the thing and being like, whoa.
Bro, he was
he never stopped.
He was an
And then his
animal.
his body literally collapsed after. Remember we carried him into the DR.
Buddy, yes.
Like that's what he does. He has a mind. His body will go before his mind does, but his mind doesn't let his body go anywhere.
That's why he's a freaking soldier, you know?
He's
what I mean?
A
like those
beast.
Guys, they don't know how to quit. Quit isn't
Did I ever
thing.
Play Bargo at Applebee's? I did not. Yo, this is turning. Yo, can we get Applebee's as a sponsor to this?
Applebee's, where you at?
Yeah, can everybody tag Applebee's? Everybody just go spam Applebee's
Clip
on
this.
Twitter
Clip
right now.
Clip this after on Twitter.
Tag and tag
Applebee's.
Them, and then tag the
Shout
both of us.
Shout out to the unofficial sponsor of the Winner's Circle. Go get your half-off appetizers and make sure you tell them that the Winner's Circle sent you. Maybe they can give us a discount code.
Boom.
And we'll get Jill something extra.
Boom.
Derek, you would have won the pressure cooker? Nah. I appreciate the support.
I love how you go,
nah.
Nah.
No, I know. Listen. I'm very self-aware of my limitations. I would have went for a while, but like I wouldn't have like pissed myself or anything to win. Where there's people out there.
14 hours?
Win. Yeah, no, that's
or
crazy.
13, it was like 13:59 or 56.
I think Matt literally pissed on himself. He refused like, oh, I was like, what?
I don't know, dude. Unless I was like, I know I'm going home. I don't think I'm pissing on myself.
Right?
No way.
Oh, he can save him right here. Here we go. Matt looks like a total different person without his hat on. Holy shit.
Is somebody going to tell Matt that it's Julie?
Why? What's he been calling her?
He called her Julia.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he just called her Julia. He doesn't. It's not. That's not on him.
Well, I mean, it kind of is. You should know the name of the host.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a fair point. You're going on Big Brother. The host is Julie Chen.
I mean, you should know the name of the host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said you're not a super fan, but come on.
Yeah, no Julie. Yeah, facts.
Jack's gone. Well, there goes my pick for the year.
Dude, there's not a chance that Suri does another show after this. No way. This is a different show, I feel like. And this is going to make Suri be like, I'm done. No way. Jake. Yo, I bet you Felicia is like, would be a blast to party with.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Yeah, I like Suri with her hair down.
What'd she just shout out? What was it?
Shout out International Contemporary. That's all I caught. Bro, a sneaky player? Mikol. Don't sleep on her.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't sleep
Who's
on Mikol.
Who's
Don't
Mikol?
Sleep on Meepy.
We don't even know her right now. She's just like...
But she's in conversations. Like, I know that. Like, here's the thing. Mikol is a political analyst. Like, yeah. Don't think she knows, like, okay, I shouldn't be talking right now. I'm going to hold back right now. And don't think that she's not grilling everything that's happening. You know, I really actually liked after this week was Red. He's done multiple things multiple times where he's like picking up on how people are answering people's like demeanor, and he's picking up on it correctly. And I like that, because Cam, I don't think is. And thankfully, he's got Red. Leave the room, Bowie. Great. Now we're going to take another commercial break. Come back. Interview. We're not going to see anything. Oh, I hate.
Here we go.
Oh, they're giving the news.
Well, I mean, it's 8 minutes left in the episode.
So. I know. It's a joke, man. It's pissed me off. You never get to see the HOH.
Did he think he was staying? He thought he was staying, bro.
Dang.
Right? Or am I reading that wrong?
That 100% was that he thought he was staying. He wouldn't 1,000,000%.
Tell him. They didn't tell him. They didn't tell him, dude.
Wow, on a unanimous vote.
He knew it because he thought it was going to be split.
Oh, yeah, because once it was the unanimous, that's when he put his head down.
Damn, he's disappointed. But he's going out like a champ. He's doing his thing, but he's sad.
Dude, he was battling all week to stay, man. He wanted it bad.
He definitely did, or he definitely knew, or are you saying he definitely thought he was staying? They wouldn't tell him. Oh, they wouldn't tell him. There was talk about telling him.
Wow.
Yep, he definitely, everyone's saying it. He thought he was staying.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Damn.
Poor guy.
Oh, wait. Bro, this is why they said we're not interviewing anyone tomorrow if it's Jack Baggins.
What is happening?
What is happening?
I can't do this, dude. What is happening? What just happened?
BB, what are you doing right now?
Oh my God. Somebody just like whipped a message in there. Where did that come from?
Just came down a little bank chute, like the thing you would see at the teller. Oh my God, what is about to happen? Jag, let's go, Jag!
No way, he used his power, dude. That's so bad.
Here we go. Why? He used it! He used it!
That was not a play.
Wow! Let's go, Jag! Awkward. Awkward. Cameron, look at Cameron's face.
Oh, Cam is going home this week. They're going to make Cam like the Heisman.
Cam better win. So it's a rewind week. It's a rewind week, basically.
It's a rewind.
That's it. It's our season. Rewind.
That sucks for Cam.
Wow, that is awkward for everyone. So Matt used it. So he must have used it before the show started, and they set us up.
Bro.
Great job, BB. Great job. Cameron
stood there. I cannot believe Matt.
Someone just said this. This is so true. Cameron stood for 14 hours.
To have his HOH be removed. I will tell you what, dude. I have to say, I mean, it's awesome for the drama that is just going to ensue now, and like we don't know what to expect. Gameplay-wise, Matt should have never used that on Jag.
Probably not. And Cody, what did I say to you? I was like, dude, there's got to be a twist. That's why they're saying if Jag goes home.
Dude, because hold on. I think we should stop.
Don't say anything else?
I think we should stop talking. Okay. But this is pretty wild.
Yes, yes. Well, I won't say that. We had a feeling something was up with the exit interviews.
Yeah, now we had a feeling something was up.
Okay. I think it was fair what I said, though, right? I mean.
Yeah. But I just, you know.
We'll stop with it. We'll stop with the behind the scenes.
By the books.
You're right.
At least.
Wow. So, I mean, that might be the end of the episode.
That's so. If I was Cam, I would be like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I don't want to play this game anymore. Like, dude, this dude stood for 14
hours.
That is
brutal for Cam.
He stood for 14
hours. My pick's still in. I called it all along.
You're still in it. But here's the thing that bothers me now. Now our picks are going to be on opposite sides because Cam, when the HOH put him on the block, he gets voted out. You know what's so funny, right? You know what's going to be so funny? The entire house is going to flip this on Cam, and it had nothing to do with Cam. He didn't vote, and the entire house voted out Jag, and Jag's going to come in and be like this. Let me just continue trusting the people that I shouldn't trust because they all just voted me out.
And a lot of people are saying in the chat, Ceree must have approved this. She blessed this move because Matt wouldn't have done it without support.
I don't know honestly, why Ceree would approve of this.
I'm telling you why. Because now she knows that Cam and Red are after her. She's been saying it all week that they're not, they don't trust her.
Yeah.
This is a nut. They just created two more people that are now going after Cam and Red.
Right.
Two more people now.
I would be eager. I need her to vocalize that.
Yeah, I mean, but she, this is like, now Jag is out for blood. Who's he putting up if he wins HOH tonight?
Cam and Red.
Exactly. Who's Blue putting up?
Cam and Red.
Exactly. Who's Matt going to put up? Cam and Red, because he knows that, you know, they tried to get his boy out.
Yeah, because that was my favorite thing is, like, Cam was saying how he was like, oh, I got to appease the alliance right now. And Ceree goes, if you think that you're appeasing the alliance right now, you're dead wrong. You're at the top of my chopping block. If me or anybody close to me wins, you're going on the block. It's like so epic. The grip that she has on this game. Like, she's got this game right here in her hand, and she's just waving it wherever she wants it to. She's like, oh, you know what? Dude, I don't want Jack to go home this week.
They got us again. They've been getting us with these little twists, man. You guys wanted excitement. You don't have to like the move. You don't have to agree with everything. But you cannot sit here and say that this season's not exciting. I played the game. A lot of the magic has been taken out of it because I've seen the behind the scenes. I'm sitting here like on the edge of my seat on these eviction nights because you truly don't know what's going to happen. You cannot say that production is not going all out for us and really trying to change things up. Yeah. This is not the regular Big Brother.
No, they're shaking it up a lot, which is really it's making it very, very exciting. It's making the game. It's you know what it's making it? Unpredictable. Every single week is unpredictable.
Now, as a player, would you hate this? Of course you would.
Right. Well, as a player, it's chaotic. Like, you know, Cam, think about Cam in this situation. He's a mess now. And Red's going to be, like, caught in the crossfire. So that, as a player, it stinks. I wouldn't be happy about it. But then again, when you play a pretty good game, like someone like Ceree, right? This stuff is getting thrown in. Is it really affecting her game that much? Because of the good game that she's playing. So, like, it only affects the people that are just kind of, like, already going to be going home. You know what I mean? Let's eavesdrop on the house guests. We're getting the HOH Jag, tonight.
Jag, for the record, I wanted to keep you.
Jag, and I just want
way,
you to know.
The fact that he got blindsided.
I was trying to get the votes to keep you, but, Corey and Jag.
Wow, look at Matt. He looks like a deer in the headlights. He's like, it wasn't me, I swear. A rewind.
How does Cam get himself out of this? Like, how does Cam get himself out of this? Like, you're in this situation, you won the HOH, the power gets used. First thing you're doing is what?
Getting ready for that HOH because you need to win again.
I think I'm going to the two nominees immediately. Listen, I wasn't pushing for anybody. I had my hands up. I'm going to be competing, and I promise you this, if I win, neither of you two are going on the block. And then I go out and compete. I'd be like, that's all I can do.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can hope for, man. I mean, it's crazy. I mean,
this is wild, dude. No wonder it's 100 days. This is crazy. Because do you think they're doing all this stuff, like, and there's not going to be a battle back? Because there's no doubt that they're having a battle back this season.
No, yeah, of course. I
mean, so it's like they're doing all this, saving a vote. It's just, this has been wild. This season has been amazing.
It's been good, man. I got to be honest with you. I like it because it's a change up. And listen, it's not supposed to be like the Olympics. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to keep you on your toes. And they are doing just that. Shout out to the producers over at Big Brother.
They really put it all out there.
They 100%. This is not a normal season of Big Brother. And I will tell you, if it continues like this, you may have a situation where the quote-unquote best player doesn't win. Because it could happen where a twist like this just throws the game upside down on its head. And
well,
you
like,
end up having a sleeper end up. We end up having, listen, Bowie being
straight
the
up
of the season.
I could say this already with 100,000,000% confidence. Ceree is hands down the best player in this house, and if she doesn't win, then the best player didn't win the season.
You
and
think
the
she's
only
you
argument,
don't think Corey's with her? You don't think Corey's right there with
so
her?
So I was gonna say the only argument that would be the case is if Corey wins it and is the one that cuts her, then I'd be like, okay, the best player did win. But I don't. Ceree has her tentacles everywhere. Corey is playing a good game, but doesn't have that. So it's going to be an uphill battle.
I would say 1A, 1B, though. 1A, 1B.
I would say 1 and 2. I would say 1 and 2.
All right.
That's how I wouldn't put Corey on the same tier as Ceree, just because the influence she has, Corey does not have.
Shout out to the 1,100 people in the chat right now tuning in.
This is our highest
after the episode.
Yeah.
Highest we've ever had. Let's go.
And we're climbing.
And by the way, if there's 1,100 people in here right now, We have 500 likes. So take 1 second of your time.
Yeah.
Go down there right below. Mm-hmm. Hit that like button. Let Please. Us know that you're supporting us and enjoying what you're seeing. Please. And if you're really feeling spunky, mm-hmm. leave a comment.
Leave it.
A comment down below. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of the twist. Do you like this? Do you hate this? Tell us what you think.
You if want you drama, hate this, boo.
You got drama. Yeah. Boo. Boo to you. Put boo in the comments.
Boo in the comments like if you don't like this twist, because this is what, honestly, this, you know what this feels like, bro? It feels like the producers were like, okay, people are saying that there's boring. Alliances and the alliance is running the season and it's boring and this and that and this and that. You know what? Let's throw
Take
everything
that unanimous
at
vote.
Yeah. Let's throw everything at him.
I want you to put a boo in the comments if you don't like it and a holla in the comments if you do. That's the way to go.
So somebody goes, see, you played with her, Cody, so you know firsthand what the influence is like. Yeah, and I was seeing it firsthand, and I was hyper aware of it. I was literally sitting there being like, I'm playing with Ceri as a trader, but like Ceri has more people that I think trust her, because every time people talk, they mention her name. And I'd be like, ooh, that's good because Ceri's not going to be a target. But I'm like, that's not good because now if it comes down to Cody and Ceri, because that's how I was always thinking. Like, I was thinking too. We're on the block together. I was coming from Big Brother. And I was like, everybody's saying her name. So if there's like ever a moment where it's like, oh, Cody or Ceri, I know it's going to be me that's getting the votes. So it's like, that's Ceri just has this like calm. When you talk to her, you always feel like she's listening to you. You always feel like she's listening to you. But I also saw Ceri and saw her in the traitor's turret and was like, she made up some stuff to try to get her way. And I was like, yo, she's manipulative as all hell. So like, I know she has that side in her too. And they haven't even seen it in this house yet. So like, they haven't even seen Ceri and all her cards. And it's literally her game to lose. It's literally her game to lose.
I agree. She had the advantage of having her son in there.
Yeah.
She, any type of power that comes into the house where America votes, she's always going to be up for it. So she's got some cards in her favor. And even the way she was presented to the house guests, it was like, hey, you're all the house guests and I'm the gift this season. I'm going to be in the house waiting to greet you.
Here's your champagne.
It creates like this hierarchy, like this psychological hierarchy. Like, you guys are the basic players. I'm the premium player. And you guys are lucky to just be here with me. Now, that could have gone one of two ways, in fairness to Ceri. It could have gone a way where people are like, oh, she's clearly better than all of us. Let's collectively get together and get rid of her. Or it could work out the way it did, where people gravitate towards her because they want to emulate her style of play because they know she's been successful on other shows.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with also like the cast and the personality types in the cast. Because if you had, like, honestly, dude, if you threw Ceri into season 16, Ceri would have been eaten up alive.
I'm going after her.
You know, it's different now. So like it's a different cast. It's definitely a different cast. Because we would have been like, what's up, Ceri?
Wow, you really hate her. Is that a comment towards us, Renee, or a comment towards someone else in the chat? And who hates who? Blue, take out your boy. Izzy is Ceri's lapdog.
Izzy is a lot. Yo, Ceri needs to cut Izzy as soon as possible.
She can't, though, because Izzy knows her secret.
I know, but, like, it doesn't have to come from, like, if I was Ceri, that would be a perfect situation to be, like, you would want Cam and Red in there to, like, clip Izzy. Because, like, who's going to clip Izzy? Izzy needs to get clipped and be nowhere near Ceri. The twist is great. It just changed the boring trajectory. Yes, you're 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. It was just going to be another unanimous vote, Jack going home. Now people are like, damn. Because there's also going to be a weird week for a lot of people, because it appears that nobody told them. So there's some people that Jag considered to be close allies who lied directly to his face. He will not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
He will not forget that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So there's been some relationships fractured tonight, and Jag knows that nobody in that house really has his back completely.
No.
So he's got to win. Jag needs Except to win Blue. HOH tonight.
He's got Blue.
Yeah,
and now he knows he's got Blue. Bro, yeah. Jag is guns are blazing. But honestly, dude, you know what I could see happening? I could see Jag, if Jag wins the HOH, not going after Cam and Red. He's the only person, because Blue, I think,
would be a good move by him, wouldn't it?
Jag would want to find out. It's like, okay, I did two of, you put us two on a block, but 14 people lied to my face.
Yep.
Let's you didn't. The deck. You never lied to my face. You told me straight up I was going on the block, and you told me why. And so, like, and Jag, I can see having that line of thinking to be like, but also Jag would be in a tough spot because if the whole house wants them two on the block, you got to roll with the house. Yep. You can't go against it because then it's going to be you and them two against the entire house.
But it wouldn't be a bad idea what you're saying, that you go to them, you say, listen, I get it. I appreciate you just straight up doing what you were doing. I knew where you stood. We started off on the wrong side of the bed. Let's try this again. Let's work together. I'm going to show you. I'm going to extend an olive branch here. I'm not going to put you guys on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with the other side and say, listen, I'm not putting them on the block because I want to potentially backdoor them. Get the two other people up there. Put them up. Oh, you're quote unquote pawns. If one of them wins the veto, they can put Red or Cam up. But if not, you keep them up there. You get one of them out. Now you have Cam Red loyal to you. You have Blue loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to bring one or two other people like a Matt. And Matt saved you. So Matt wants to work with you.
Yep.
If Matt tells you, hey, I use the power of invincibility, you know it was him. You work with him and you work with Ceree because she blessed it. Other than that, you go after the other people that didn't tell you to your face, like the Izzy's, the Felicia's. Whoever didn't tell you, go after them. They don't got your back.
Right. And the thing about this is, like, when you're playing this game and you win the HOH, you want to make everybody feel like you're doing things together, but you should never, ever do other people's biddings. Like, you should never just do what you're being told to do. You need to do something that truly is benefiting your game. And if you're just benefiting other people without extending your game further, it's like you can't take out targets to make yourself more like the bigger target. Like, you should never take out targets that'll make you the next biggest target. And that's where, you know, he could run into an issue. It's just, it's a tough, this next HOH, another week, brutal.
There was a question in the chat, and I think we should end it on this. People were asking, do you think it's gonna be a mental or physical comp this week? I think we're gonna say the same answer, so why don't you answer it?
It's definitely gonna be, well, here's the thing, it's so hard to determine because they have that other area where they're playing the HOH competitions. So they could be like, hey guys, all right, episode's over, it's airing on the West Coast in a little bit, you guys get changed, we're gonna need you in athletic gear. Like, you would only see that on the feed.
The fact that they were all in nice clothes tonight, that could have been a red herring to throw them off.
It could be a red herring because I know from being on the All-Star season, where 16, we didn't leave the house. On the All-Star season, there's a different place on the lot that they would take us to for competitions. And they've been, I can already tell a lot of these competitions are being played in that room.
How did you guys get there? Blindfolds? You just walked out through the parking lot.
But the place was dead.
I know you don't. Yeah, but and for those of you, I can tell you this part. It's people have been there before in the audience. Outside the Big Brother house, it's basically like a road that goes around the studio parking lot, and you'll see like the different studio buildings. But Cody's right. There's not much out there, and I'm sure during that time when you guys were on the move, they probably had like a security protocol where they
rode. Oh, there's big time. Oh, bro, we didn't have. It wasn't it, but it was like this, and like
you. It's pretty close. The house that you go to for the comps is pretty close. You can like hit a football.
Oh, it's right there. It's right there. And they have you completely covered up. You can't see anything around you and you can't hear anything around you.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, that's what they do because of the, we're not even going to talk about the people.
We got you.
So I would say let's end it on this right now. Top two, bottom two.
All right. Okay.
Bottom two is easy, right? That's a toss up.
Wait, who are your bottom two?
Bottom two right now in this house, in this situation, Cam is, if we did the hit list, Cam would be on the bottom of it.
Cam would
need to win HOH or he's going home.
Yep.
Cam needs to win the HOH or win the veto next week or Cam's gone. That's what I think is happening next week.
I agree.
And because of that, because of Red's affiliation with him, I think if Red doesn't win the HOH, he'll be on the block next to him.
Agreed.
Unless they want to keep both of them off. I don't know why they would do that, but I think both of them are going so that they'll be like, we're either going to get Cam or weaken Cam by sending Red. So I think those two are going to go on the block unless they win.
Okay. So those are bottom two. I agree with both.
That's the hit list.
Yep.
And then top two, I just think Ceree is one, and then I think Corey is two.
Let me see. Yeah, Ceree's definitely one.
And I think somebody climbing up there might be creeping Mecole into my top five
So Ceree one, Corey two, Mecole three, and the rest is kind of, you know, it's a toss up.
I think Izzy's up there just because, granted, Izzy's playing a very like chaotic game, but like Izzy's playing the game. And right now, there's not a ton of people being like, I'm targeting Izzy. So I would say Izzy probably stays above Mecole, even though I don't love the style of game Izzy's playing. Izzy's still playing a pretty good game where nobody in the house is talking about targeting her. So,
yeah.
Izzy's, I can't just count Izzy out. No, so I'm going to put Izzy at three.
This is exciting.
I like Corey and Izzy together. I like that a lot.
They could end up, and they've been talking a lot. So it could come to fruition. But overall, it's been an exciting season.
Awesome
and the fact
season.
That we have over 1,200 people sitting here watching this live stream
right now
tells you how good the show is, because it's not just us. We have a lot to talk about. We're all excited about what's going on. Now I'm super pumped to see who wins the HOH. I'll definitely have my feeds on tonight while I'm working on some editing of the ad that we have to have in this episode tonight. You'll be working on the episode.
I might try to throw this episode up like right away.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well. I'm gonna have the ad done in probably 10 minutes because I had it all set up while we were recording. So listen, as always, we really appreciate you guys being here, coming to the live stream, or if you're watching this after the fact, it really means a lot to us. We're not asking for anything other than just like, comment, subscribe to the channel, turn your notifications on so that when we put up a new episode, you'll be one of the first people to know about it. If you're listening on audio, because we don't want to neglect you guys, as always, thank you so much. Leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the episode. We always read the comments, and we really do appreciate the feedback, whether it's positive or negative, because it helps us make improvements. That's all I got to say. Cody, I'll leave you with the final words.
Yeah, no, guys, we really appreciate it. The support that we have in here, we didn't know. We kind of were like, you know what, let's switch it up. Let's do this live. And to have this many people in here every week with us is really, it's pretty surreal. I never really thought it would get to the size that it is right now. And it's everything that we do with this channel is all thanks to you guys, because if it wasn't for all of you, the ads wouldn't be coming in. If you guys weren't watching, none of this would be happening. So we really do, from the bottom of our hearts, really appreciate you. And we love doing it for you. So we hope you guys keep coming back and maybe share it with a friend. Maybe a friend's out there. They don't really know what to watch. I don't know what podcast I listen to. Show them the Winner's Circle.
That's right. We appreciate you guys being there. Everyone have a safe night. We'll see you next week.